And so I just want to sum up before we go any further. I want to sum up just what we said by Sukkot Kanvach and the Haretzim. So we saw a number of different shittas in the Gemara, maybe four different shittas. The mainspring, I think one thing, the best way to look at it, the mainspring of the discussion and of the different shittas is how to explain the difference between Sukkot Haretzim, which is Sula, and Sukkot Kanvach, which is Kshera. That's what we're in the Gemara. Sukkot Haretzim, the premise is Sula. Sukkot Kanvach is Kshera. They're very similar to each other. But here's where the different shittas divide. So shittas Rashi, Bechayr is Mashma, that the difference is that Sukkot Hayetzim, Rashi stresses that he's died by Kol Yomei Shashana. Sukkot Hayetzim, he's there the whole year around. Sukkot Kanvach, Rashi says the Peres, he's only there by Yomei Shachama. That's the distinction. That in turn is Machriya, that the reason for the psul by Sukkot Hayetzim is not because it's a bayit, not because it says a kosuf later of Sukkot B'lei Beisu Shul Kol Yomei Shashana. Because if it would be a psul deraisa of bayis, it has Hashem bayis and not Hashem sukkah, what's the difference if it's bayis 12 months a year, if it's bayis 6 months a year? As long as it's a bayis, if shayim leis hashana, then it's not then Hashem sukkah. So the mail of that was not free of Rashi to learn that the psul that we're dealing with over here is not a psul of bayis. Why does the bayis not apply? Why does the psul of bayis not apply? The Bach said, because the bayis has to be literally a bayis, that's the tikkur. And the sukkah is not a bayis. It never has the psul bereis of basically shall call you meis hashana. But the psul that it has is the psul that is leminkar that is leminkar. His deer is not minkar. That it's l'shem sukkah. There already makes a difference. If he died by call you meis hashana, so then it's not minkar if he continues to live there on sukkahs. But if he's only there, and that's the din of sukkahs hayetzim. Hashem hashenkin. If he's only there, be meis hachama. Like sukkahs kanvach. The Meisachama is Sukkot, and not Meisachama. The Meil is still Minkir Dirosu, but it's the Shem Sukkot. So that's the Chayra of Shittas Rashi. Shittas Aran is that the Chilik between Sukkot Hayetzim and Sukkot Kanvach, that the Sukkot Hayetzim, he's dark, he lives there, and Meil Taka Poslo is bias. The Ran holds that the fact that he lives there makes it into a basin, gives it, makes it possible in the deraisa. Possible in the deraisa, our basis will call him Meisa Hashana. Doesn't matter that it's not, doesn't have a tikkur. And that's why Sukkot Sukkot Hayetzim is possible. Hashemkin Sukkot Kanvach. Now he doesn't live with the Shem Diyor. He only lives with the Shem Tzel. He learns that that's the Pshat in Rechizda. That Misuchachas Kelchosa means, Rechizda said Misuchachas Kelchosa. Means l'shem sel. The Ran learns l'shem sel means la'apuke l'shem dira. That's good for pshat and gemar. Rashi had a different pshat and gemar. That l'shem sel means la'apuke l'shem tnius v'yalo. The Ran learns that's exactly what Chizkiah is saying. Ganvach is ksheira because he's only there l'shem sel. But if you be there l'shem dira, like Pesukas Hayetzim, then it would have to be possible midir ais. That's the Shittas Aran. The Pshutoi, Rashi's chaylik on the Ran. The Rashi holds that it doesn't matter whether he's there l'shem. This distinction that God makes between l'shem tzel and l'shem dira, that if he lives there l'shem dira, it becomes a bias. That passage Rashi doesn't have. And Rashi holds that even if he lives there l'shem dira, it's not a bias unless it has a tikkur. But that's not the case in Agamar. But the fact that he lives there l'shem dira, so Kesuvim also lives there l'shem dira. That doesn't make it into a bias. Is it a problem? Either abonim or leminkaro, but it does not become a bias merely because he lives there. The Ran holds that if he's there l'shem dira and not merely l'shem sel, it becomes a bias in his psul midiraisa. Rashi holds even if he lives there, it does not get a psul midiraisa. Psul midiraisa is only by a tikkun. That's the chayr of poshut pshat migmara. That's how the Bach also explains it in the chayyus between Rashi and the Ran. Interestingly, the Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Tosfos Shulchan Aruch, wants to say that Rashi agrees to the Ran. That if he lives there, l'shem dira, it becomes a bias. So why is Sukkot Hayetzim only possible with Rabbanon, Asle Mikra? So the Magen Avraham says, because by Sukkot Hayetzim, Rashi held he also doesn't live there. It's also not Darba, I forget the question exactly, it's also not Darba, but Kriyas. The Mela, all the Gemaras, all the cases, the Rashi is learned in our Gemara, Rashi, the Magen Avraham says, Rashi agrees for the Ran in theory, that if he lives there, then it becomes a bias. Rashi just learned that all the cases in Agamor, he doesn't really live there. So in Mele, none of it is a bias, and it's only the Psul Drabon of Loi Minchu. That's the Mele Drabon. It's the Loi Kabach, it's Chaylik on the Bach. How can you say he doesn't live in the Sukkot Sanhedrin? Rashi says that Rashi is the Feirish. That Kol Yemei Shashona Dair Hosu V'Roiv Tashmishoi V'Sudosoi V'Sheinosoi Shom. Madir is Luchaseir. It's Roiv Tashmishoi V'Sudosoi V'Sheinosoi is in the Pnimis. Kol Yemei Shashona. So how can you say that there's no happen among the Rambam and Rashi that he's not really living there? He's really L'Shem Tzel. So Prima Godim, and not among the Rambam. Prima Godim says, but he has a different house. It's not his main house. He has a different house somewhere. I don't understand. What exactly has a different house? But Rav Dirosu, Vishenosu, Vesudosu, he's in this house. So he has a nice house somewhere, fine. So he has a summer home. The nice, this is where he is the whole year. This is where Vishenosu, Vesudosu, Vidirosu. How could that not be called a deer? I don't understand Shatam among the Rambam. And if already Rashi, that's the main question. Furthermore, if really Rashi holds that L'shem Dira makes a Psul Deraisa, so what forced Rashi to learn that Sukkot Sanhedrin is only a Psul Derabanan because he has another house? Who told Rashi he has another house? Learned he doesn't have another house, and this is his only house. And it's not a Psul Deraisa. Psul Deraisa is a fellow also. I don't know how to learn Shat in the Mother Rabbah. Chari, the pastor's like the Bach. And Rashi Takahosa doesn't matter. He's Taka lives the whole year. Like Sudosri, Viderosri, Viderosri, Vishenosri. He's there the whole year. Rashi holds, nonetheless, it's not a Psul Deraisa. Because if it would be a Psul Deraisa, and Sukkot Ganach would also be a Psul Deraisa. Because Rashi holds that L'shem Tzel L'shem Dira Ha'inu Ha. So now Korchach, since there's no Tikra, doesn't have a Psul Deraisa. It's only a Psul of Le'minkra. In Le'minkra, it would be Mechalat. Is he only there for Meisachama? So that Sukkot is Minkra, because Sukkot is not in Meisachama. Or is he there the whole year round? By the way, Rashi is very reminiscent. According to Rashi, what is the same as Rashi comes out? That in a house that he lives the whole year, not a house is a bais, but in a sukkah that he lives the whole year. So Rashi says, that's haka no good, because le minkir with your osir l'shem sukkah. But in a house where he only lives for meitzachama, so then it is minkir with your osir, because sukkah is not your meitzachama. So he may go there, that's where he goes. He goes into his sukkah karvach during the summertime, but he wouldn't go there on sukkahs. So that makes it that it's minkah with Yerosu L'Shem Sukkah. But that's very reminiscent of the Torah, the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah. I mentioned yesterday, the Torah says that the reason why the Torah says made Sukkahs in Tishrei is that it should be Yotzi Yemei Sechama, that it should be after Yemei Sechama. Because Yemei Sechama, people go into Sukkahs Tamad, they're not L'Shem Mitzvah. The Torah wanted it that people should know you're going to L'Shem Mitzvah. So then the Torah made Sukkahs, not in Nisan, which is Yemei Sechama, but he made it in Sukkahs, which is Yemei Sechshomim. And Mimela, that's why the Torah makes Sukkot in Tishrei. And he's very mechuvan by Sukkot Hayoyim. The Torah learns like Rashi that the psul of Sukkot Hayoyim goes it's leminkir of the Yosu L'Shem Sukkot. I think this is the mocker for the Torah. That notion that the Torah has that Sukkot has to be in a time when it's leminkir of the Yosu. He talked about it in this Gemara of Sukkot Hayoyim. That really opens the door to maybe think. It's not mefurish in Rashi, but leminkir derosu is b'psul derabanan. Maybe the Torah holds it's b'psul deraisa. If the Torah said Sukkah should be in Tishrei in order that it should be minkir derosu, so if you live there the whole year, then you defeat the whole purpose. So then so maybe that's haka b'psul deraisa. But then what do you need a b'psul bias for? That's a little bit difficult to say, because then it comes out the chaylin bias also have b'psul. By Islamish. So maybe you say, yeah, maybe Khan, maybe that's the Psul Bais, maybe this is the Psul Bais. Maybe we could say it like that. Maybe we could say, according to the Torah, that it's not a Psul Drabon or the Lunkir of the Osa, even there's a Psul Dereis of Bais. That's what we've been saying in Rashi. Maybe the Torah held the Psul of Bais is because of the Lunkir of the Osa, Lashem Sukkah. The problem is, the Gemara says that on Sukkah is the Stas of Oyman Osa. That a Bais on Sukkah is possible as Stas of Oyman Osa. So why need Stas of Oyman Osa? Even though the whole year round it's a bias, it's basically Shikoli Meshashonah, but now I want it to be a Sukkah. It's a bias. But today it's basically Shikoli Meshashonah, but now I'm living there for Sukkah. So that's passive blame and also. Lacks in that seal of Shem Sukkah, the seal is the Shem bias. But if the reason for the psula is loy minkira, so what do you have to come out to tasav loy minosi? Even with that tasav loy minosi, it's loy minkira dirosi l'shem sukkah. Since it's a bias, so call your meisah shana. So even if you stay there at sukkahs, it's loy minkira dirosi. You don't need to come out to the lumbus of tasav loy minosi. That's why I think this is already a bridge too far. Say that the tour learned that loy minkira dirosi is a psula diraisa, and that's the psula of bias. If the psul of bias is as le minkir di rosa, you shouldn't need the tzvar of das of le minosa. Tape a clay that is le minkir. I think that's really natural. Le minkir is a psul d'rabbana, and it's not the same as the psul of bias. Bias is a psul d'raiso because it has a tikra, and therefore that doesn't have a shem sukkah, it has a shem bias. The basis shall call you my sashana. And that the chara wants to come sukkah, and so now he wanted to be a sukkah. So why can't it be a sukkah? So sukkah is midraiso, could have a sar, could be made out of the sar. So it happens to be Beishish Goyim Meshishona, but now I want it to be a Sukkah. That's Tassav Leim and also. Here, that's not a problem at all. It's not a bias. I'll therefore be saying all along. Here, it's not a, it doesn't have a Tikra. It's not a bias. It's only a Psul D'Rabbanu of Leminkir D'Rosay. But this Psul D'Rabbanu of Leminkir D'Rosay, that much we could still say, that this Psul D'Rabbanu of Leminkir D'Rosay, and who says it has to be Leminkir D'Rosay? Because they see that the Rosh and Atayr is that we should have Sukkahs in Tishrei, that people should know we're going out with Shem Sukkah. But this is a D'Rabbanu. But it's an abono that's built on the way Chazal understood Ratzon HaTorah. Ratzon HaTorah is that the sukkah should be nikaras. So if you make a sukkah in a place where it's Darbuk Olim Meshashana, you defeat the Tama Mitzvah, you defeat the Ratzon HaTorah, so that's a psul d'rabbon. Not a psul d'raisa, but it's a psul d'rabbon. Okay, akapanim, those are the chubb pshuta, the two shittas so far in the Gemara. And again, what's driving everything is what's the difference between sukkah shayotrim and sukkah skadah. That's the glaring issue in the sukkah, that's what the Yishayim are dealing with. So, according to Rashi, the chiluk is that everything here is a drabonu, le minkir dirosai. We're not talking about a bias at all. Bias means the sarim, means the tikra. Here it says le minkir dirosai. Sukkah sayyachim is he's darba kol yom eshashana. That's le minkir dirosai. And sukkah ganvach is only be meshachama. So mele doesn't lack in minkir dirosai. The interesting thing, what would be the mashal according to Rashi if you had a sukkah where a sukkah ganvach, let's say, that he only lived in meshachama. He only lives in that sukkah, be Meisach Shonim. Let's say it's only for the rain, it's not for the sun. Yeah, maybe for rain is not called the Shem Tzel, so maybe it lacks in the Shem Tzel. I don't know, just imagine the thing. Or maybe he lives in Australia. If he lives in Australia, then sukkah is Meisach Hamas. So I think it'll be possible. I think it'll be possible because the distinction is not between the whole year and half a year. I don't think the difference is sukkah shayotzim is the whole year, and sukkah ganvach is only half a year. What's the difference? The difference is that this is the whole year. So meilus leminkir diyosi. This is only meisach hamas. Sukkah is not meisach hamas. But if he lives in the other half of the world, if he lives in the southern hemisphere in a place where sukkah is meisach hamas, so what's the difference? Only meisach hamas. Still leminkir diyosi. Anyway, that's Rashi. And the Rambam Omer holds that the distinction is different. That sukkah sayoichim is possible because it's he lives there as dira, so it's a bias. And sukkah gavach is only l'shem tzel. Then there's a third shita, which is the Rosh. The Rosh says, the way we learn the Rosh, the way the Bach learns the Rosh, that the Rosh holds, that the difference between a sukkah sayoichim and a sukkah gavach is that a sukkah gavach is also with tzel, but it's not mu'uber, not a very thick sack that keeps out the rain. Mimela that doesn't have a psul of bias, but a sukkah hayeshim, that's a sukkah. That's this Bach doesn't say beferish, but this will come out. But the Bach says beferish. What does it say beferish? The Rosh brings her in the top that v'husha suy l'tzel. When a Christian says v'husha suy l'tzel, it means it has to be made l'tzel and not that it's a mu'uber that it keeps out the rain. The Rosh only says it over here by sukkah ganvach. Doesn't say that the whole year that every sukkah, so sukkah sachag, maybe the shem chag has to be can't be mu'uber. There's a Rabbi Natan himself, Rabbi Natan, Tur brings the Tofesh Amar Aleph, it's Hagleis Maimini, and Rishonim bring from Rabbi Natan that every sukkah, if it's mu'uber ma'oyed, is possible. After the Sidur is kva. So that the Rosh doesn't bring. The Tur himself said in Tofesh Amar Aleph, and he brings that in for Rabbi Natan, that it's schach that's mu'uber is possible. That shikas Rabbi Natan. So the Tur himself says, but the Rosh doesn't bring it. Yeah, by sukkah ganvach, the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Tam. That the problem with that when the Rav Chisda said sukkah ganvach can't be meuber means like it has to be litzel. It means, says the Rosh b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, it means that it can't be meuber. No, so the Rosh did bring Rabbeinu Tam. What is the Torah telling me in Tafresh Lamanal that the Torah didn't bring Rabbeinu Tam? The Torah, what is the Torah saying in Tafresh Lamed Aleph that the Rosh didn't bring Rabbi Natan? What do you mean Lo Hevioi? The Rosh brings it. He doesn't bring it enough by the mission of Sukkah of Sach Me'uva, but he brings it over here. The Torah itself in Tafresh Lamed Hey brings the Rabbi Natan over here. I think he even mentions that the Rosh brings it. Anyway, he certainly knew that the Rosh brings it. So what is the, what's Shach in the Torah? Says the Bach, so I said yesterday, says the Bach, what the Torah means is that the Rosh does not agree with Rabbeinu Tam, only agrees with Rabbeinu Tam by Sukkah's Garbach. By a Sukkah, Hasuyu L'Shem Chag, a regular Sukkah's Dika Sukkah, that you make special for Sukkahs, the Rosh doesn't have Rabbeinu Tam's notion that it matters if it's moving. It could be moving as much as you want. If we like the bells of the sukkah in Borough Park, it's fine. But it comes by a sukkah ganvach that wasn't made b'shem sukkah, was made b'shem tzel ba'alma. So there, the Rosh agrees to Rabbeinu Tam that if it's me'uva, then it's no good. What's the havana? The havana is similar to what we said in Rashi. That the havana is the Rabbeinu Tam himself says that every sukkah can't be me'uva because it's a dearest kvar. Similar to Tyson that base by Masneir. That the Rosh doesn't have. The Rosh doesn't bring the thing about Masneir either. The Rosh doesn't think that Dears Kvar is a problem. Yesh B'chal Kvar, right? It's like Mechitza Shul Basu. That's not a problem. Ma'al Mechof is a problem. Otherwise, not a problem. Only by Sukkot Ganvach, where it's a place where he, that wasn't made for Sukkot, Shaket, it's a place where he lives other times of the year. He lives there the whole year through, or he lives there, he lives there not only on Sukkot, it wasn't only made for Sukkot. So then we have a problem with Beishu Shukol Yom HaShoshana. Then we're encroaching on the problem of Beishu Shukol Yom HaShoshana. So here, Rav Chisda said, here you have to be careful. If you make it Me'uva, then it becomes Beishu Shukol Yom HaShoshana. So you have to keep it sparse, that it shouldn't look like it shouldn't become a bias. But if it's Me'uva and it keeps out the rain, it becomes a bias, and a bias is no good because it's Beishu Shukol Yom HaShoshana. So if you only made it for Sukkahs, I don't care if it looks like a bias. So if it makes it look like a bias, that's not a psul. Me'uva is not a psul. It's no gzeres kesarim over here. Not a psul, so it's very thick, it's very biased like. So what? I made it for sukkah. I can make this kaka as comfortable as I can make my sukkah for sukkah as comfortable as I want. It's not basic shul kol yom hashoshana. It's basic shul sukkahs. Basic shul sukkahs is a sukkah. That's fine. But in the sukkah gadlach, you live it all year round. So then you're, or you live there part of the year, you know, not only on sukkahs. So now you're in danger of becoming basic shul kol yom hashoshana. So here Rav Chisda says, here you have to be careful to make sure that it's sparse, so it shouldn't become like a bite. Adkan, the Bach, where the Bach explains the Rosh. So I'm just adding that according to that, we could say that that's the difference between Sukkah Sayyachim and Sukkah Ganvach. That's, I think, what's driving everybody over here. Sukkah Sayyachim is possible. Why is Sukkah Sayyachim possible? Why look any further? Sukkah Sayyachim is possible because it keeps out the rain. And why do I think it keeps out the rain? Make a taste it keeps out the rain. Of course it keeps out the rain. The guy lived it the whole year. He lives the whole year and a half, it doesn't keep out the rain. Avada Sukkah Sayyachim, Soma Kipirushi, it's a schach that keeps out the rain. So the Mela, that's Hakat Pasul Las Dira, Al Beishish Kol Mesh Shana. Now Shekin Sukkah's Ganvach just makes it for the Raya Behemoth, and that kind of Sukkah is made, let's sell. It's not made to keep out the rain. The Mela, it still preserves the Shem Sukkah, it's not Beishish Kol Mesh Shana. I think that's the other shoe dropping in the Rosh. So it comes out that the Rosh is very similar in effect to, in the Lumbus, similar to Rashi, but in how he deals with the Sukkah, it's similar to the Rashi. But it's in the Lumbus, it's very similar to Rashi. That to be Kol Yom HaShoshana, to be Beishish Kol Yom HaShoshana, I don't only look at the Dira, I look at the physical structure. Is the physical structure like a bias? Then it's Beishish Kol Yom HaShoshana, if he lives the whole year. If the physical structure not like a bias, then it's not Beishish Kol Yom HaShoshana. According to Rashi, that means, what does it mean? What does it mean to be like a bias? It means to be, not to have a tikkun. So even Sukkah Seichin doesn't have a tikkun. Rashi has to learn Sukkah Seichim is a psul d'rabbanan of Leimim Kiyom. But according to the Rosh, what does it mean? According to the Rosh, the Rosh's version of Rabbeinu Tam. So then, what does it mean to be like a bias? It means to be me'uva. Oh, Sukkah Seichim might very well be me'uva. So we can say Sukkah Seichim is not the pasul midiraisa. Sukkah Kanach is not me'uva. As Rav Chisda says that it's not allowed to be me'uva. Lahusha suyu itself. So Mele is not that. That's why it's kosher. Then the last sheet, the sheet is Rabbeinu Tam himself. Who says that Rav Chisda said Husasiv itself means that it can't be Mu'uva, can't keep out the rain? Says the Torah, Rabbeinu Tam Toshitosoi, that Rabbeinu Tam holds in Tom Fresh Lamed Aleph, Cook wrote in Tofrei Shlamed Aleph, Hashem Rebbe Natan, that not only by Sukkot Ganvach, but a Sukkot the whole year round, every Sukkot the whole year round, if it's Me'uvah, it's possible. So the question that I asked yesterday is, according to Rebbe Natan, if Rebbe Natan holds that a Sukkot, that Schach Me'uvah, is possible the whole year round, presumably after Yud Kva, so then why does Rebbe Chisda need to tell me that it's possible by Sukkot Ganvach? Of course it's possible by Sukkot Ganvach. It should go without saying. The fact that Sukkot Ganvach doesn't make it any better. If this is Chach possible the whole year round, because it's Yud Kva, So of course it's possible by Sukkot Ganvach. The same way that Rashi says that the Braisa doesn't need to tell me that it has to be Tshilosh Rimu Mechamosu. Of course it has to be Tshilosh Rimu Mechamosu. Just because it's a Sukkot Ganvach, you think you get off the hook, you don't need to have Tshilosh Rimu Mechamosu. Must be the Braisa of Mesuchaches Gilchosa has to be something telling me something unique to Sukkot Ganvach. According to Rebbe Tam, it's not. Because the thing, what is it telling me? That you need Mesuchaches Gilchosa. What does that mean, says Rebbe Chisda? It means Asuyu itself. What does Asuyu itself says Rebbe Tam? That it's not Me'uvah. So if the Torah, that's Rebbe Tam, Meshitosoy, and Tophesh Ramadala, that every Schach is not allowed to be Me'uvah. No, so if every Schach is not allowed to be Me'uvah, so what's the point of the price? That Sukkot Ganvach is not allowed to be Me'uvah. So maybe we can say like this. I don't have much over maybe clapping this question. Let's go in stages. Let's say that the Torah had not said the Rabbeinu Tam to Shitosu. The Torah hadn't made the link between the two Rabbeinu Tams. I had two Rabbeinu Tams. I had a Rabbeinu Tam and Tofer Shlamed Aleph. That's Schach is now allowed to be Me'uvah Moed, meaning it keeps out the rain because of Dearest Kral, let's say. Then I had a Rabbeinu Tam and Tofer Shlamed Hey, the Rabbeinu Tam at the Rosh brings, that a Sukkot Ganvach means that it can't be moved. And I didn't have the Torah telling me that this is the same Rabbeinu Tam. So I think then I can say an Eitzah. And I would say like this, that it's two different issues. In Tofer Shlamed Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam is telling me Psul of Dearest Kva. That the Schach is so Me'uvah that it keeps out the rain, it's called the Dearest Kva, and the Sukkah is Psul of Dearest Kva. But if that was, and therefore, but it's only Psul of Dearest Kva, it's not a Psul of Bias. It's not a Bias, since he doesn't live there the whole year. So it's not basis calling like a Shana. He only lived there on Sukkot. Talking about the Tofer Shlamed Aleph, talking about a regular Sukkot that was made special for Sukkot. He's only going to be there on Sukkot, then he's going to knock it down. So there's no problem there of basis of calling like a Shana. Loyal Zan Rodonim. Avad it's a Sukkot. It's a Sukkot Sahar. The only problem is it has to be a Dearest Kva. It can't be a Dearest Kva. So therefore, it has to be made. The Schach has to be, can't be Me'uvah Moed. Can't be waterproof. And therefore, let's say I had such a schach that it was Me'uvah Moed. So what would be the takana? What would you do? Yeah, it's a schach and it's very Me'uvah. Somebody points out to you, according to Rebbeinu Tam, it's Me'uvah. So what will you do? Take some off. Not Tassav Oimen also. It's not the Schach, it's not Schach Posel. It's not Tassav Oimen also. You have too much of a good thing. So it lacks in the Dira, it's a Dira Schach. It's Schach, not Tassav Oimen also. Like we had Schach Lamal and Echot. You make it, build it, it's the Boy, and it becomes a Kosher. Yeah, the Shonim Adam, but the Maisa, it's Kosher. One of the explanations is because Tachin has Schach Posel. And this is for sure not Schach Posel. Schach Mu'uv is not Schach Posel. Schach Kosher, you just have too much Schach Kosher. So take off the extra schach, and the vine will be kosher, it's not going to be tassav oimen also. Now, Shein Kein, then Tosin Tofer Shlamed Hei, by Sukkot Ganvach, if you have a schach Me'uvah, so it's not only a problem with Dearest Kva, it's a problem with Dearest Kva also, but it's a problem that it's a bias, because since you live there the whole year, and since it's a Me'uvah, so it's Kemin bias, so now the Psul is, it doesn't have a Shem Sukkah, it has a Shem Beishish or Kol Yomai Shoshona, it lacks in the Shem Sukkah. If it lacks in the Shem Sukkah, and it's not going to help to take off some of the schach. So what's going to help? That's possible even also. Somebody did not have a Shem Schach, didn't have a Shem Schach, didn't have a Shem Sukkah, same thing, Shem Schach Kriya Sukkah, didn't have a Shem Schach, and a Shem Bias. It's basic of Kol Yom HaShoshana. So what's going to help? Take some off. You have to pick the whole thing up and put it back down again. You have to deal with possible even also. And that's what it said. So therefore it's in Tofer Shlamed Hei, it's a different halacha. Telling me that Sukkot Ganvach is possible if it's not a Suyul itself, if it's Me'uvah. That's a possible Schach. That's not just a Dearest Kva problem. A Dearest Kva problem, that's Schach possible. It's too much Schach, so take off some of the Schach, you'll have a Dearest Arai. He was saying more. He was saying that Sukkot Ganach is psul, then if it's not Mesuchaches Gilchoso, meaning that Hashem bites and not Hashem's Chach, so then it's a Sukkot Psula. Not even going to help to take off some of it. That'll be maybe an extra for the Rabbeinu Tam. The problem is, but the Torah says that it's connected. The Torah tells me that Rabbeinu Tam is the Shitosi and Tofer Shalal Al. So the Torah seems to be saying it's not two different Lomdos, it's one and the same. So maybe we could say that that's not the end of the world. When the Torah says that it's connected, Rabbeinu Tam Shitosi, he doesn't mean that it's the same halacha. But it's two different halachas. The Torah just means that Rabbeinu Tam, who has this notion that having very thick schach that keeps out the rain makes it more like a bias than like a sukkah. Where did he get that notion from? Who says that makes it like a bias? That's Rabbeinu Tam, that keeping out the rain makes it into a deer's klah. Well, it's the same idea. The fact that it's a deer's, you see from Rabbeinu, just since Rabbeinu Tam and Tofer Shalom Al holds that when schach keeps out the rain, it takes away its arai quality and makes it kavua. It's normally by Sukkah Sachag. It's still a Sukkah because it was only made for Sukkah. So it's a Sukkah Sachag. Just a Sukkah Sachag that's Kavua. So that's a problem of Yiras Kva. But it's not a problem of bias because bias has to be basis of Kol Yomei Shoshana. But you see the idea that when the Sachag is Me'uvah to the extent that the rain can't come in, it becomes Kavua. Well, if it becomes Kavua, then if you did the whole year, then it's a basis of Kol Yomei, then it's already a bias. Because what is a bias? A bias is a structure that's Kavua and you live through the whole year. That's all the torment. The torment of the Metzias Rabbeinu Tam is the Shitosik. Rabbeinu Tam's notion that a schach that's waterproof is called a bias if you live there the whole year is the Shitosik, that a schach that's mu'uvah is called a deir skva. Even if it's only sukkah schach, but it's called a deir skva. But we can still say that these are be'etzim two different Rabbeinu Tams. Okay, let's go on and start the next issue. How much we could do in the week that we have. Dr. Mishnah. Suki Yishana. Shami Paisnimu Vesil Machshir. Ve'esu hi Suki Yishana. Kol Shasoi Kodim L'chag V'am Adyoin. Asol Shem Chag Atiru Mitzkiles Hashon Makshir. So in the Mishnah, it's not fundamental that a Suki has to be made V'am Adyoin Kodim L'chag, even according to B'shamah. To make it long before, is if you made it with Pesach the same Sukkot, so it's also okay. The problem is that the only thing is that presumptively, when you make a Sukkot more than Lamed Yom before Sukkot, the presumption is you're not making it with Shem Sukkot. And according to Bishamai, that's not what the Sukkot has to be made. Like the Gemara is going to say, the Sukkot has to be made with Shem Chag. So although it's not to be made with Shem Chag, it's not that it's made with Shem Self. Bishamai also has to be made with Shem Chag. So Kodim Lamed Yom, you have to say the Pesach the Shem Chag. Toich Lamed Yom. You don't have to say Beferush L'Shem Chag. Stoma, like Lamech Stoma, it's made for Sukkos. Someone wanna connect this. I mean, certainly shed light. There's Mercy later that involved that when you build the Sukkah, you could say you make a bracha of Shechiyahu. Okay, we're not going to do it, but the Gemara says that when you build the sukkah b'etzim, you can make a bracha of Shechiyonu. So the Ritva over there says that's only if you're building a Teich Lamed. So he says because Teich Lamed, that's when you're mechuyev to build the sukkah. Because Teich Lamed, you have to do all the hachonos for Yom Tov. You have to do Teich Lamed. We know the Gemara of Shalom Medarshim that the chacham is derish to the Lamed Yom. But the Ritva says not only Shalom Medarshim, the hachonos for Yom Tov, Teich Lamed, you have a chiyev to do the hachonos for Yom Tov. And the Ritzvah compares that to the halacha of Tikkus Chometz that on the parish by Yetzi B'Shiyora was Koyim Lamed Yoyim, you don't have to be Boydek Chometz, you know, later on, you'll be Mavadu. But if it was Toch Lamed, then you have to be Boydek, then you have to be Boydek. Because Toch Lamed, you have to be Ha'chonis for Yom. So Al-Derech said, Toch Lamed is a Chiyuv to build the Sukkah. So mainly, you have to get ready for Sukkahs. So Toch Lamed, you build the Sukkah, you're fulfilling the Chiyuv to build the Sukkah for Yom, to make a Baruch of Shech Yonah. Koyim Lamed, you don't have a Chiyuv to build the Sukkah. So you're a guy who, you're a You, I don't know what to call you, but you're a guy who likes to plan well in advance. But that's not enough to make a Shech Yonah. Teich Lamed, you already have a chiyuv to build the sukkah. I can't do it. So it's very gishmak. So when you build the sukkah, Teich Lamed, since there's a chiyuv already to build the sukkah, so it's stama l'shma. The chiyuv makes it stama l'shma. Chayim Lamed, there's no chiyuv to build the sukkah. There's no chiyuv and there's no stama l'shma. Let's see Rashi.
Where
did
the
chiyuv
from down for 30 days start?
I mean, I don't know if it's chiyuv, right? So maybe chiyuv rabban. It goes into the lamed. The problem connected to the shalom medarsha. Moshe Ben was nesakin afraid of lamed. The shalom medarsha. Why? Because that's when you have to be. That's part of the achon. But he's generalizing. It's not only a din of shalom medarsha. Generally, you have to do all the achonis. You have to create a lamed. It's enough in Sidra Bona for Shechiyonu, for Tikkus Chametz. It's enough in Sidra Bona.
The Tikkana wasn't only for Pesach?
That's it. Like Shalom Darshim itself, it's actually a Mechleg to Shechiyonu. It's only for Pesach, or it's for all Yom HaPayim. Maybe it's, again, maybe assuming that it's for all Yom HaPayim. Or even if it's only for Pesach, maybe all Yom HaPayim don't need to be Shalom Darshim Halachos, not so many Halachos. But you see the idea that the things that they need 30 days, 30 days is the time of the Hachana. Pesach needs a lot of Hachana in the learning. Maybe all the Yom HaPayim Peshuas, how long you need to learn Hilchos Shuas? One Siman Shukar, maybe doesn't need 30 days. But the building of a Sukkah, that's already other Achonos, Bikos Chametz, and so on, that's already Kodim Lama Yoyim. Let's see Rashi. Sukkah Yishonah Kefarash Yosof Kodim Lachag Lama Yoyim, Vlay Pir Shiva Shem Chag. Shami Paiskim Tvo Sukkah Lashma, Vizu Stam Nasis. Vila Tech Lamed Lachag, Havi, came in the Sholem Hilchos Achag, Rashi Vipayrish, also connected to Sholem. Came in the Sholem Hilchos Achag, Kodim Lachag Lama Yoyim. But if you did it the Feirish, then it's good even according to the Shama. Let's see the Gemara. My time is the Shama. The Tani wins in a brisa. Rabbi Yudim will say, "Only make a shame shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kach chal shem shemayim ala sukkah." So then, mechag al sukkah shag chetasu shivas yomu l'Hashem, mechag l'Hashem ach sukkah l'Hashem. Chol is attention here in the book. The more the Tani is mashing that they're saying the same thing. The drasha don't sound exactly the same. Rabbi Kiva's drasha was chag al sukkah tasu l'Hashem. Rabbi Kiva just said the sukkah suy l'Hashem chag. In Rabbi Akiva, that he's darshing the word Lashem. Right, that's what Rashi says. Yichsev sukkas Lashem, Lashem mitzvah samela. So Rabbi Akiva drushes from the word Lashem. And then this verse is a bit, and then the Gemara says, Tanya, that people don't say Oimer, that the drush is from Chag, Shem Shechal Shem Shemayim, or at least together with Chag, Shem Shechal Shem Shemayim ala Chagiga, Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah. So not identical drushes. So I think this is what Tosfos means to address. Tosfos says, the little Tosfos of Yirmach HaGigol HaShem, Achzuk HaLashem, Kesav Rebbe Yudim Bebe Seher, Dilav Mishum HaGigol, Mekminim L'Sukkah L'Shem Chag. It's not two different drushes. It's one drusha, but it's a Tosfos. The real drush is Chag HaSukkah, it's from the word L'Hashem. But the word L'Hashem could also mean, maybe it means that it's Muksa, like maybe it means that it needs to be L'Shol, like B'Shama. So I need the Chag to qualify L'Hashem. What kind of L'Hashem do you need? The kind of L'Hashem that you have by HaGigol. What's L'Shem by HaGigol? That is Muksa. The Shema by Chagiga. Interesting question. Do you need the Shema by Chagiga? I do. Do I allow the Shema Chayvel Chayr? You put Shema Chagiga and Shalai the Shema and the Stam is by Allah Shema Chayvel. So why don't we dash it like that? Chagas of the Tassel Hashem, but it has to be the Shem Chag. Like you see by the Chagiga, it has to be the Shem Chag, after Shefter, the Shem Chagiga. It's a hard time. How does Chag tell me to dashin that it's mukzah rather than dashing l'shma? Maybe it means l'shma. Chagig also has to be shechta l'shma. That's a different kind of l'shma, maybe. This is l'shma that has to be built l'shem chag, not l'shem itself. So with Shema, that the Avodah has to be done with Shema. The Shem has to be done with Shema. Maybe that we can't compare. I don't know. Sorry. Let's see Rashi. Sukkah Hashem Chag, Yisim Sukkah Hashem, Hashem Yisunera. Al Chagigo, Shami Chagigo, Shem Shemaim Chal Aleim, Lo Yisrin Ad Acha, Hak Torah Zimirei, Zoch Lu Bosh Ochim, Shulchim Gavoy, Kevin and Eitel Pras. The Chagigo needs Koidim Ad Torah Zimurim, after Ad Torah Zimurim, it's Chagigo. But Koidim Ad Torah Zimurim, it's Chal Shem Shemaim Olav, and it's also, so just like the Chagigo is also, just like the Bosh, the Chagigo is also, Koidim Ad Torah Zimurim, because it's Chal Shem Shemaim Olav, So too, the sukkah is also. There's an issue, there's an inyan here, not Aryan, I don't think we're going to get involved with it. It's Kachim Kalam. Kachim Kalam don't have this in the Eva, except the Emurim, Lacha Zrika have in the Eva. But Kaidam Zrika, it's Lenenim Vilay Mailim. Now I have Inenna from Basar Shalom, Kaidam Katar Simur. But it's not a Issim Eva. It's only this at the Rabbana. Usually, Lenenim Vilay Mailim is only this at the Rabbana. Here's Mashmah, there's an Issa there, right? It's to be Nenna from Basar Shalom. Why is an Issa there, right? It's not the Eva. That's the parish. Kosh and Kalam is no Mila. Except for the Murim, Lachar, as Rika said, the Murim have Mila. That's because the Murim are like Kosh and Kosh. The Oil Alam is Bech, the Murim are like Kosh and Kosh. The Basar of Shalom, the Basar of Kosh and Kalam is not the, that does not have Mila. Okay, anyway, that we're for sure not getting into. Let's see right there. Chag Chagigot. Shami also had that halacha that the sukkah is muktzah. So with the pasuk used up, another pasuk. Sukkah asu l'shem chag b'ino. Says Rashi, what's the drasha? Chag sukkah is tasa. Sukkah is tasa l'chag. Soros and mikra b'deshev. Chag sukkah is tasa. He was read. You have to read a kibbutz. Sukkah is tasa l'chag. Ubeis Hillel, what do they do with that pasuk? Chumi v'olei leisim sukkah b'chel shlomai. Because Rashi, we're also in mitchila. Because I would have said, since the Torah says that chag of sukkah is tasa l'chag shivas yomim, maybe you have to build the sukkah for shivas yomim. But if already a few days went by, maybe sukkah fell down, why did I build the sukkah on chol hamoed? It's not a sukkah for shivas yomim. Maybe that's not a kosher sukkah. So I need a pasuk to tell me, no. Chag of sukkah is tasa, regardless, even if it's not, you can make a sukkah regardless. Even if it's not going to be for Shiva Siyamim. Ube Shammai, what do they do with that? How do they know that halacha? The tackle is not true. Sri Lukir Blezer, Dome, Enosim Sukkah, Bechayel Shomai. Look there, it says Rashi, look there, Blezer, Bechayel Kayoshim. Fine, that's the first half of the Gemara. Then starts the second half of the Gemara. Ube Shilu, let's do Rabbi Yudom Arav. Since Ube Shilu don't need the Sukkah to be Lishma, don't they hold to Rabbi Yudom Arav? Dome Rabbi Yudom Arav, also when that kites him, ומן הנימן ומן הגרדן פסולו מן הסיסם קשירה כמי שקם אל שמול אמרו אף מן הסיסם נמי פסולו רשיס גיר סיז דבאים את פיול לשמוע שכנמי נבואי סוף לעשוי לשמוע So Rashi learns Pshat and Lishma that everybody agrees, both Rav and Shmuel, both hold that Tzitzis need to be Lishma. The Machlek of Rav and Shmuel, just how far does that go? Rav holds the means when you put the Tzitzis into the beggar, it needs Lishma. So if you made it minanim and minagard, then Rashi learns that means like dangling the threads that were coming out of the beged itself. So you didn't put those threads into the beged lishma, they're already there from before, so that lacks in lishma. But you have to put the chutim into the beged lishma. The tolas chutim has to be lishma. But minasisim, if you took a spool of thread that you bought in Sears and you used that for sits, that's fine, because the tolas la beged, it was done lishma. And Shmuel says, no, that's not enough. Afman has seen some of the tree or the making of the threads also has to be done with Shmuel. So the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is how far does the Shmuel go? Rav holds that only includes the Atalel Abeged, and Shmuel holds that it includes even the tree. But Ben the Rav, Ben the Shmuel, is a din of the Shmuel by Tzitzis. So the worst question, therefore, is not only from Shmuel, the worst question is even from Rav. That's why Rashi takes out the word Alma. Because if you go to Alma, it would sound like the deal was from Shmuel. People were asking from Shmuel. You see, from a Shmuel, Alma, Shmuel holds the meaning of the Shmuel. The Kash is not only from Shmuel, the Kash is even for Rav. That's what Rashi takes out the word Alma. Other Rishonim have a different chat. The Rav does not require the Shmuel at all, and Neiman and Garden and so on, that's a different, nothing to do with the Shmuel. They have different pshat and Neiman and Garden. We'll see places. They have a different pshat and Neiman and Garden. And Rabbi's not saying the Shmuel Dekaloch at all. He's saying that the tzitzis have to be out of threads that are kosher, that are appropriate threads. You can't do from Neiman and Garden a certain kind of wool, but it's not, you can't use it for tzitzis. But it's only Shmuel's Machadish. That no, even the Imam is good thread. But it's no good because you need to be lishma, because you have to have lishma. But then only in shmul do you see the concept of lishma. It's hakam achleik gazam shmul. Rab doesn't hold from lishma, shmul holds from lishma. So the gemara says, then you go, it's alma. You see from shmul, you hold from lishma. So the gemara, the kash is from shmul, not from that. Probably lush in the gemara, will be still less of Yudah Marav. Sounds like we're asking also from Rab, at least also from Rab. Not really from shmul. Yes, the Rishayim say, maybe it means from the issue of Yudah Marav, but really the kash is from shmul. Anyway, it says by tzitzis that you need lishma. So how come sukkah doesn't have to be l'shva? So my answer is, Hashayni also in Belmer Kod, Dilem Pasa L'chol, L'chol Hashem Chayfa. So here's a kosu. Thank you, Mark, and I'm a chayda sukkah tasa l'chol, but it's also dash in l'chol Hashem Chayfa. He says, no, I'll be burning with the gzula. L'chol there is for different things, but halacha gzula. That a sukkah gzula is gzula. Thank you, Mark, and I'm a burning with the gzula. So if I sit, it's also Hashayni either for that. So my answer is, no, Hashem Ksiv Kara Karin, of Asu Lehem, Mishal Lehem. I already have a pasu for that. The mail of there, the pasuk of human pass the chod is available to tell me halacha of lishma. That's the second part of the sugya. A little bit strange, the two parts of the sugya. The first sugya, the first half of the sugya started off by time in the Shama. Sounds like the difficult person over here is the difficult sheep to understand is Bishama. You still understand that Bechatesim need lishma. Bishama you need to require that a sugya should be lishma by time in the Shama. Then he turns around and asks the other way around. Like he was asking me, like, hey, how can they still say you don't need the Shmuel? Why is it any different than Tzitzis? Yeah, it's not the end of the world. Two separate sugyas, and the second sugya says it's not like Tzitzis. Fine. Now that it's not like Tzitzis, so by time of the Bishamah. Maybe the order of the sugya should be the order should have been the other way out. We should have first started off, why is it different than Tzitzis? And I said, no, it's not like Tzitzis. And we pass by time of the Bishamah. Yeah, Gemara never attempts to say the time of the Bishami is because of the pasuk of Lecha. I guess it was past the Lecha. No, I'm sorry. I think we do. And actually, I take that back. That is the pasuk. Chagas of the Tzas Lecha. That's Bishami's drasha. Sip Kruachem in the Chagas of the Tzas Lecha. Sukkas Yilashim Chagbeinu. Bishamish drosh is not from the word lecha. Bishamish drosh is from the word chaga sukkah tas. Like Rashi says, the mikvah dasheil. Lecha I need for the mikvah zulah. And it's Hillel use the chaga sukkah tas to tell me that you can make the sukkah even lechayil shomayim, and that bishamish don't hold for. That's the chesmer sugya. So everything revolves around the pasuk chagas sukkah tasa lecha. Lecha I need lemutik zulah. It's not available. Chagas sukkah tasa, that might be available according to Beis Shammai. It is available according to Beis Hillel. No, I need it for some sukkah b'chelusha l'mayim. Okay, let's see the pasuk. Sukkah Yishana Beis Hillel Machshir. Yishami toni tzorach l'chadish bod gova. Chavaya metefer chavyesu emer kolshu. Madgova kolshu b'vash te'al pnei kulu. That's the first thing. This brings you Yishalmi, that even though Beis Hillel holds that a sukkah does not need to be made l'shma, the made l'sukkah Yishalmi is k'shera, it just needs to be l'shem tzel that we had in the earlier sukkahs, l'shem tzel, but it does not need to be l'shem chag. Nonetheless, the Yishalmi says that tzorach l'chadish bo dova, that you have to do a little bit l'shem sukkah. You have to take a tefach of sukkah you have to add, or even a mashu, but al pnei kula. This can bring either alternative. It's not a machlokes. Either a tefach by a tefach, have to do lishma, or a mashal of nekula. You have to be mechadish efes in the schach. You have to do something in the schach. Shaz is likula, or it's only a mitzvah mufla. The Ram doesn't bring it at all. The Ram is mashal this to Yishami altogether. I don't know why. But the Pesach says maybe that's likula. But there's a Ritz and a Ram, the meaning of the Masechta, the Ritz and a Ram both say it's only a mitzvah min ha-mufkot. Now, I'm not ma'akif. The Mishnah doesn't even mention it. What's talking about the get earlier? What is this? What is this accomplished? Why do you have to be mechadish? What's the point of your being mechadish b'dolar? Fat. Let's say I had a sukkah that was really not made l'shem tzel. Some sukkah that's whatever you define l'shem tzel to be. I had a sukkah that was not made l'shem tzel. It was made according to Rashi, made it sneis v'alma, or it was made l'shem diva according to the Ram. Or it was quite I don't know, whatever. The sukkah that was not made l'shem tzel. It was an oitzer. Would it be enough? Well, it's possible, right? It's possible. Would it be enough to be mechadish b'dolar? Just fix a tefach by tefach? Take a tefach by tefach, pick it up and down, put it down the l'shem sukkah. I can say for double posh at about enough. With this hach is possible, we have to say you have to fix all of this hach. What does it help the mechadish do? What does it help to fix a tefach by tefach? But the rest of this hach wasn't made l'shem tzel. It's only over here where the sukkah was taka made l'shem tzel, and according to Beis Hillel, l'shem tzel is enough. They don't dash in chag sukkah tasnecha. They hold that that there is no din of l'shem chaycha. It's enough that the sukkah was made l'shem tzel. So the sukkah be'etzim is it has the l'shem tzel. It has a shem sukkah. Sukkah's not made the Shem Sel, doesn't have a Shem Sukkah. According to the Shammai, a Sukkah was but here it has a Shem Sukkah. The Shem Sel is enough to give it a Shem Sukkah. So nonetheless, there's a Mitzvah and a Mufcha. For some reason, there's a Mitzvah and a Mufcha. There's an extra, that you should somehow, so I think maybe it's the Kubba, but there's some extra halacha that you should be, and even though it has a Shem Sukkah, because it was made the Shem Sel, but you should do it at something with Shem Chag. It should be Machadish, but double the Shem Chag. So in this extra Tosefes that the Yerushalmi is being mechadish, that even though Be'etzem it is L'shem Tzel, L'shem Tzel has L'shem Sukkah. Nonetheless, let's say that we'd like to reach from the Ram. Al Mitzvah Min HaMukhar should also be a little bit L'shem Chag. So for this little bit of L'shem Chag, it's enough to have a Tefach by a Tefach, or a little bit Al Pnei Kula, less than a Tefach Al Pnei Kula. For that you could do, for that Mitzvah Min HaMukhar, it's enough to have a Chiddush Dabur. It's hard to understand what's the point of this halacha. The ma'aser, we don't have the drasha of Chagas Ubastasa. We don't hold like Beshamah. We don't have Beshamah's drasha. So there is no din that the sukkah has to be l'shem chag. It only has to be l'shem tzel. Hashem sukkah has to be l'shem tzel. Okay. Why? What's the? So why do you have to also add at this a little bit l'shem chag? Very obscure as usual. I don't know where it comes from, but wherever it comes from, what Yerushalmi is saying is, they didn't even know the sukkah is l'shem tzel, and l'shem tzel is enough to have a shem sukkah, but you have to have you also have to add a certain amount of l'shem chag. There has to be an element here of l'shem chag as well. The etzim shem sukkah is enough l'shem tzel. If it wasn't enough l'shem tzel, according to the Shami l'moshul. According to Beis Shammai, is it enough to be mechadish b'dolar? Maybe we should start it from there. According to Beis Shammai, is it enough to be mechadish b'dolar? About or not? Then where's the machlekes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel are the ones who say you have to be mechadish b'dolar. It's kosher, but you have to be mechadish b'dolar. Obviously, Beis Shammai holds that's not enough. Because why is it not enough? Because they hold the Shem Sukkah has to be the Shem Chag. What's going to help the Shem be mechadish a tefach by a tefach? So you have a good tefach by a tefach, but where's the rest of your sukkah? It's only Beis Hillel that a Shem Sukkah does not have to be L'Shem Chag. It's enough that it's L'Shem Tzel. That's enough to have a Shem Sukkah. But there's somehow an extra halacha that even though the Shem Sukkah you have, but nonetheless, you have to be a little bit, you have to be miyachid the Sukkah. You have to be miyachid. Yeah, sorry, what is this? What is exactly accomplished by being mechadish b'dolar? If the mechadish b'dolar makes it l'shem chag, it should be even going to Beishama. And if the mechadish b'dolar does not make this chag l'shem chag, then why does it help even according to Beis Hillel? Maybe it's in the Rabbanon. Mishabuish Mashmi holds like a Gzeirah. Like a Gzeirah ought to a bias, or ought to a sukkah that was made L'Shem Dira entirely, maybe with the Ram, ought to L'Shem Dira. A little bit, L'Shem Chag, Gzeirah ought to a sukkah that was made L'Shem Dira. That doesn't say anyone, you show them as Gzeirah. The Ram really says it's a Mishman Amukha, Mishman Amukha is a Gzeirah. Very strange thing to say, a Gzeirah is a Mishman Amukha. Let's try this. Let's talk it through. Maybe we can get somewhere. This notion of being mechadish b'dolar, this lashon, we have in the Babli also in a different context. Not in regard to our Mishnah, but the Gemara later on, that mevot that I mentioned before, that says that if you make a sukkah, you make a broch of shechiyonu. So the Gemara says that if it was haisa, what if it was haisa? So you may have a sukkah ready standing there from last year or whatever, from not Lamed, from Kedem Lamed Yom, according to the Ritva. Anyway, I have a sukkah that was sitting there, but not done L'Shem. I didn't build it L'Shem sukkah, let's say. Yeah, let's say B'Pshutah. I have a sukkah that's sitting there, and it's a sukkah Yeshona, and I didn't build it L'Shem sukkah. Says, whatever that means, I can imagine several cases asuya b'hemedes. I have it from last sukkahs. It's a sukkah yishonah. I didn't build it for Hashem sukkahs. According to the ritual, it's since it's kaidim lamed yoyim, so I couldn't make a shechayonah when I built it because the ritual is kaidim lamed yoyim. You can't make a shechayonah. Various possibilities that come to mind, but so when you built it, you didn't make a shechayonah. Says the Gemara in yochel lechadish v'dovar. If you can be mechadish v'dovar, then you can make a shechayonah when you mechadish v'dovar. Then you have an opportunity to make a shechiyonu then. So there we have this notion of being mechadish b'dovar in regard to that the Babli recognizes. Idea. I have a sukkah that was not really made to Shem Chag. I didn't make a shechiyonah on it. But if I'm mechadish b'dovar, so now maybe I'm injecting a certain amount of Shem Chag into it. Like, what are you making a shechiyonah on? I'm the sefer pekefer. That's what I'm making a shechiyonah on. Maybe it ties into this Yerushalmi. Somehow when you're mechadish b'dovar, that's able to inject the L'Shem Chag into the sukkah as a whole. It's not so clear there either how it works. I'm not really making the whole sukkah L'Shem Chag. I'm clearly not making a shechiyonu just in that tefach. Somehow in a mechadish b'dovar, a mechadish tefach al tefach, a mechadish a little bit. So somehow that's called an asiyah in the whole sukkah. But now it's called that I can make a shechiyonu I can make a shechiyonu. Somehow this is called an asiyah in the whole sukkah. The thing mechadish v'dovar is called an asiyah l'shem chag in the whole sukkah. So again, in the Babli, it's only relevant to making a shechiyonu. Why make a shechiyonu? I built the sukkah before. This is called now that I'm making an asiyah in the sukkah l'shem chag, so now I can make a shechiyonu. And the Yerushalmi is saying, well, the mitzvah and the mukhar, even that in general, that's what you're supposed to do. It should be mechadish v'dovar. In order to inject a certain amount of l'shem chag, for some reason, it's a mitzvah and a mukhar, to inject a certain amount of L'Shem Chag, and it somehow is playing in the sukkah as a whole. It's two different contexts. B'pshutai, maybe it's a similar idea. You see that the being mechadish b'dovar is playing in the sukkah in its entirety. It just occurred to me now, I'm sure the next time I say this, I just didn't see, that I told you before, the Rambam is mashmut the Yerushalmi. Why is the Rambam mashmak the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi, they don't just limit that. The place is the Yerushalmi. Tzorach Chadash Rav, the Rambam doesn't bring it. Why is the Rambam not bringing it? Some of the Rambam learned that since the Babli says Hoysasayvay Medes, I'm sure they did it. But the Babli says that if the Sukkah is Hoysasayvay Medes, so if you can Mechadish Vadova, you make a Shechiyano. If you can't be Mechadish Vadova, you don't make a Shechiyano. Forget Shechiyano. If you're not Mechadish Vadova, then the Sukkah is no good. Yishami says you have to be Mechadish Vadova. So what are you hung up on the Shechiyano? If it's any Yochel Mechadish Vadova, you have worse problems than the Shechiyano. You don't have a good Sukkah. Yeah, Chavetz Chahar all by itself. What's that Kavshat? According to Taisha, Taisha brings the Yishami, the Shechmarach brings the Yishami. So how do you explain the Gemara Dabdullah? Yes, so then as we can say many, many different things. We could say Yisham is only Mitzvah Min HaMukha and Yochel Lachash Kedova, so you do without it. You could say the Hoysa Tzivay Medis doesn't mean that it was not, maybe Tzivay Medis means from Lissas. So it doesn't lack in the Shema, it doesn't lack in, even according to Yisham, it's after the Mechadish Kedova. That's if it wasn't made the Shem Chag. Here it wasn't made the Shem Chag, just last year's Chag. There's no Pesul of the Sukkah, even the Yisham would allow it. I don't think Mechadish Bedovah, but if I want to make a Shechiyono, I have to be Mechadish Bedovah, because it's the last year's Sukkah, where's the Shechiyono? Or we could say, with the Ritzvot, that the Hoysa Rasu Yimei Medes doesn't mean he made it not for Shechiyono. He made it L'Shem Chag. But he made it L'Shem Chag more than in June. So the Ritzvot says you can't make a Shechiyono in June, you can only make a Shechiyono Lamed Yom Kodesh. But the Sukkah is the Sukkah L'Shem Chag. Even Beishami allowed, Asol L'Shem Chag is kosher even if it was a Mechilas Hashana. So Mela, you don't have to be Mechadish Bedovah because it was early, the Sukkah Jewelry made the Shem Chag. But for Shechiyonu, you don't make Lamed Yoy. Shechiyonu, but Toch Lamed, you have to be Mechadish Bedovah. So there's other ways to deal with the problem. But it could be the Ram didn't hold from all of that. And the Ram would therefore thought, Hoysel Asuya Bemedes, Bishutim means that it was a Sukkah Yishonah. And it says that you only have to be Mechadish Bedovah in the Babli, only if you want to make Shechiyonu. If you want to make Shechiyonu, so it's okay, then you don't have to do it. Or if you can't be Mechadish Bedovah, so you won't make a Shechiyonu. There's no problem with the sukkah itself. Therefore, he was doicha the Yerushalmi. The Rosh brings an itur. The itur quotes the Yerushalmi. Tosh Yerushalmi. Tzarech tzorech lechadish v'dolah. And then the itur says, this is all quoted in the Rosh, that the Bahag said that the chiddush was that the being mechadish v'dolah, it's enough if you bring in benches and chairs, benches and tables. That's also called being mechadish v'dolah. That'll satisfy the tzorach mechadish v'dolah. Says the Itur, he thinks that it's wrong because then when do you ever have a case of ain't a yochel mechadish v'dolah? The Gemara says in yochel lechadish v'dolah. If chiddush dover can be satisfied with tables and chairs, so then you can also do that. So what does it mean? Ain yochel lechadish v'dolah. Therefore, he says no, that's not enough. You have to be misakin in the sukkah itself. Adkan. Chayra. Two different things. The he starts off with the Yerushalmi. Very shalach of the Yerushalmi. That a sukkah Yerushalmi have to be lechadish v'dolah. And he quotes the Bahag, it's enough to bring in tables and chairs. And then he asks on the Bahag, but the Gemara says in Daf Mevav that Yochel talks about Yochel Lechadish Vadova. But the Gemara Mevav is not talking about the din of a Sukkah Yishonah, the din of the Yishami, that the Hechsha Sukkah needs to be L'Shem Chag. The Gemara is talking about Shechiyonu. Maybe it's apples and oranges. Maybe Shechiyonu is one thing, and the din of the Yishami is something else. Maybe for Shechiyonu you have to do something in the Sukkah. But for the din of the Yishami, maybe it's enough to bring in table and chairs. So see that the Itur understood that it's. That, like we've been saying, but no, it's one idea that the tzorach lechadish v'dolah of the Yishalmi is the same tzorach lechadish v'dolah that you have in Daf Mevav legabe making a bracha of Shechiyon. But this opens up the door to think that maybe the Bahag holds that this happened unrelated. These are two different things, and this will maybe give us the havana and new havana maybe in the Yishalmi that maybe pshat in the Bahag. What does the Bahag do with the Yitzchak Kasher? The Pach says, Yochel Lechadish V'dover, you bring in tables and chairs. First of all, what does it even mean? How's that called Chiddush Dover? Number two, but the Gemara said, what about the Gemara that involved? Ain't a Yochel Lechadish V'dover. What do you mean, ain't a Yochel? Bring in tables and chairs. Take out the old tables, bring them back in. So what was Yochel Lechadish V'dover? Maybe Pshat is, the Bahag held that it's two different Yidayim. The Gemara that involved is talking about Asiyas HaSukkah. Because you're making a shekhi yodo and asiyas sukkah. So there, taka doesn't help to bring the tables and chairs. What's going to help tables and chairs? That's not a chiddush davar in the sukkah. You don't make a shekhi yodo and bring the tables and chairs. No. You make a shekhi yodo and bring the tables and chairs into the sukkah. Vada shekhi yodo is an asiyas sukkah. The tables and chairs, not the asiyas sukkah. There, vada al-chadish badovah means to be meisif in the schach. And not always do you have schach to be meisif. I don't have any schach to be meisif. So it's any yodo, al-chadish badovah. Mashenkin, it didn't be Yerushalmi, Bahag held, the Chiddush Dover that Yerushalmi requires, that's not a Chiddush Dover in the Sukkah itself. Because the Sukkah needs to have the Shem Sukkah anyway. It was made L'Shem Tzel. We hold like Beisilol. The Sukkah does not need to be made L'Shem Chag. It's a kosher Sukkah if it was L'Shem Tzel. Sukkah Yishon is also kosher. There's no need to be Mechadish. Why should I have to be Mechadish B'Dover? What you have to be, the reason why Yerushalmi is the son of Mechadish B'Dover is because Yerushalmi holds that the Mokum, that the, I'm not quite sure how to say it, but the mokum dir of the sukkah has to be set up for sukkahs. You have to set up the sukkah as a mokum, as the, I don't know why, I still don't know why. Suddenly Shami is saying that the yeshivas, the sukkah could be a sukkah yeshana. It has a shem sukkah, l'shem itself. But I'm going to use that sukkah now for dir sukkah, so I have to somehow designate it. Again, I don't know why. But you have to designate the dira, the mokum dira, as a dira of the sukkah, for dira sukkah. Maybe because it shouldn't look like basis shakoli maishashana. I don't know why. But somehow you have to designate that the dira of the sukkah, that this sukkah, the mokum dira shaboy, is going to be for dira sukkah. So for that, we'll just have to mechadish in the sukkah itself. I'll bring in the tables and chairs. And I'll bring them in for sukkahs. And by that, I'm designating that this mokum dira is a mokum dira for sukkahs. Yeah. Again, I don't know why this should be true. I don't know why it was true before either. Where the Yishami got this notion of tzarech l'chadish b'dovah? But I think the havan is still true. I mean, that's probably mukuk in the bahag anyway. That if yochel l'chadish b'dovah is satisfied by putting in tables and chairs, it's not a chiddush dover in the sukkah. In the chetz of the sukkah, I wasn't l'chadish anything. It's a chiddush dover in the mokum dira shavoy. And that's what it says in the Yishami, according to the Bahag. The Tzorach L'Chadish B'Dover in the Yishami is not the Atim L'Chadish in the Askach, it's in the Sukkah itself. The Tzorach L'Chadish B'Dover is in the Dira of the Sukkah. So for that, it's enough to have tables and chairs. But in that Mevod, you're making a Shechiyonu. You don't make a Shechiyonu on the Mokum Dira of the Sukkah. The Shechiyonu you make on the Sukkah itself. So that Atim L'Chadish B'Dover in the Chetz of the Sukkah. That's probably the Bahag. That opens up the question. The Maaser the Yitur is Chalik in the Bahag. And he equates the Yishalmi with the Gemara Daf Mem Vav. So Pashtus, that's because he holds that even the Yishalmi is the Halach in the Chetz of the Sukkah. That you have to Mechadish in the Chetz of the Sukkah. That somehow you're being Mechadish in it L'Shem Chag for some reason. But maybe there's a Mokum Loima, this Punk Faket. That not that, yes, the Yitur equates the two, not like the Bahag. But maybe he equates the two in the other direction. The oil is halach in the dira. That you have to be making, you have to, the chon is not the chef to the sukkah. Shem sells enough, but you have to be making as a mokum dira for sukkahs. But he holds that has to do with the shechiyano also. That for shechiyano it's also enough to designate the mokum dira of the sukkah. Because I'll tell you in a second why it's not so rough. That you can make a shechiyano even not the chon of the mokum dira of the sukkah. And yet the Gemara says in Daf Mevav that there's a case of ein yochel l'chadish b'dovah. Even for the mokum dir of the sukkah, to make a shechiyonu to be called that I'm being mechin the mokum dir of the sukkah l'shem sukkahs, I have to do something in the sukkah itself, and it's not enough to bring in table and chairs. That's not the mokum dir of the sukkah. The sukkah, even though I have my clay tashmish, I'm not called that I took this. The mokum dir is the mechitzus, the schach. That's the mokum dir. A lot of it's enhanced by having kelim there, but the kelim themselves are not enough. I have to mechadish in the sukkah itself that it should be that it's a mokum dira for the sukkahs. Why should I think this way? In the Bahag, I have a big motive. I have a big motivator. The Bahag is mechalik between tables and chairs. The Bahag says table and chairs works in the Yishalmi. And the Gemara Daf Mevav presumably not. So in the Bahag, I have a big motive to say the Yishalmi is halach is halach in the dira. The Gemara Daf Mevav is halach in the chetz of the sukkah. But the it is not mechalik. So he also said they're the same nidoin. So the pastor says they're both halachas mitzad the chetz of the sukkah. Why should I say they're halachas mitzad the dira? So I'll tell you. Perhaps first of all, there's a ritva that Mevav. The ritva discusses what if I was mechadish not in the tables and chairs, but I was mechadish in the tfaris. I'm telling mechadish in the schach. I was mechadish in the tfaris. So the Ritva says that it works. It's good enough. The Mishnah Berurah brings it. He brings the shayat. The Mishnah Berurah brings it, and the Mishnah Berurah assumes that the same thing's true in the Yishama. But since the Ritva says that Rabbi Shechi Yonu is enough to mechadish in the tfaris, so who I did the Rabbi, the din of the Yishami is enough to mechadish in the tfaris. Not sure. Back upon him, happy the Ritva, b'chari tachidish. I mean, it's very surprising. Because the halachas of Moshe L'Shem Tzel, dividing the schach not in the tfaris. The schach has to be L'Shem Tzel, the tfaris don't have to be L'Shem Tzel. According to the Yishami, that has to be L'Shem Chag. The schach has to be L'Shem Chag, not the tfaris. I mean, I don't know for sure. But all halachas are in the schach. The tfaris is the hechsher of the schach. The Shem Tzel for sure is in the schach. You know, the Shem Tzel and not the Shem Sni. So all of these things are halachas in the, it's all in the schach. So make a taste of the shell, make a taste of the shell to be mechayish in the tfaris. See, so maybe there's other ways out. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there could be a musig of the Shem. Like upon him, it certainly leads one to think that the Ritva held that the Shechiyonu does not have to be on the Schach. The Shechiyonu could be on the Shechiyonu is mitzad the Shechiyonu. To make a Shechiyonu, I don't have to build the Iker Sukkah is the Schach. Hashem is Schach Kori Sukkah. But to make a Shechiyonu, I don't need that. To make a Shechiyonu, it's enough that I'm preparing the Mokum Deer of the Sukkah. That much the Tana certainly are. The deer of the sukkah is the mechitzas of the schach together. That's the reshus of the sukkah is graded by the schach and the mechitzas together. So I'm being mechin the reshus of the sukkah. Who says that the shechiyonu has to be on the schach? The shechiyonu is on could be tables and chairs, not enough, because that's not the reshus of the sukkah. But anything that goes towards making the reshus of the sukkah, the reshus deer of the sukkah, and that I can make a shechiyonu. So the tfanas are certainly part of that. They're certainly part of the mokum deer, the mechitzas of the sukkah, that to create the mokum deer of the sukkah. So that's enough to make a shechiyonu, make a taste that has to be dafka on the. It has to be dafka on the schach. So there it's a mokum achizo that the Gemara dafka, at least that even if you're chaylik in the bahag and you hold the tables and chairs, not good enough. You have to be chavish in the sukkah itself, but it's not mitzad. It's also mitzad the mokum dir of the sukkah. So maybe we could say that who didn't chafed Yisham. And maybe Klapad Yishami is good. You see, the Rosh said it's the same. Yishami, the Gemara that we go up, he equates them. But maybe Klapad Yishami as well. You don't have to be mechadish in the Lashem Chag of the Schach. You have to be mechadish in the that the Mokum Deer of the Sukkah should be prepared for Sukkahs. It's enough to be, and that's right. And that'll work well with the Mishnah Berurah. Said that it helps even to be mechadish. So that for Yishami, it also helps to be mechadish in the Tfanis. Because Hainu Hak, the Mechadani. The Shami also, maybe it's enough mechadish in the Mokra and the Mokra and the Bira. I'll tell you why I think it's not so far-fetched. Just two more minutes. Why it's not far-fetched to say that for Shechiyonu you don't have to build the Sukkah. It's enough that I'm making the Mokra and Bira of the Sukkah. That's also not for Shechiyonu. Because it's a famous Rosh. The Rosh says, forget the mice all the time. Every year. The Rosh says, that the first night of Sukkot, when you make Kiddush, we don't make a Shechiyonu when we build the Sukkot. So we make a Shechiyonu when we eat in the Sukkot. So the first night of Sukkot, we make a Shechiyonu. The Shechiyonu is going on two things. It's going on the Sukkot, and it's going on the Yom. So therefore you make a Shechiyonu at the end of Kiddush, after Leishim the Sukkot. Because the Shechiyonu is not only going back on the Birchas HaYom, it's going also on the Leishim the Sukkot. So Shechiyonu on the Sukkot. What about the second night of Sukkos? So there was in the Chadash that the second night of Sukkos you make a Shechiyonu before Leishiv HaSukkah. It's because the second night of Sukkos you don't have to make a Shechiyonu again on the Sukkah. I already made a Shechiyonu yesterday. Says the Rosh, 1 second. But that's always true. Every Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis, you made Kiddush yesterday, you made Shechiyonu yesterday, but it's Sfeika D'Yom, and maybe yesterday was nothing, so that's why you do everything again today. Maybe yesterday was nothing. So yesterday when I made a broch on the sukkah, maybe it was nothing, because yesterday was chayil, wasn't really sukkah yet. That's the Rosh, it doesn't matter. Even if yesterday was chayil, but when I made a broch of Shechiyonu, when I made Kiddush, and I made a broch of Shechiyonu on the sukkah, even if it wasn't Yom Tov yet, and it was only Erev Yom Tov, but it's like Gorli Shasasil. I can make a bracha on the sukkah even without it being sukkah. I can make a bracha on the sukkah when I build the sukkah. So if I can make a bracha on the sukkah when I build the sukkah, I can make a bracha on the sukkah when I say kiddush the first night, even if the first night is really nothing. Afkan the Rosh, and of course this is, most people have that minhag that we make the second night, we say Leishu B'sukkah after Shechiyonu. So you see in that Rosh L'chara Chiddush, if the Shechiyonu of Asiyas HaSukkah was a Shechiyonu on the Asiyas HaSukkah itself, because Asiyas HaSukkah, like the Zechashivas in the Asiyas HaSukkah, it's like a mitzvah, or a Heksha mitzvah, there's something in the Asiyas HaSukkah that makes me happy, that I'm building a sukkah, so what does that do with Kiddush? I'm Kiddush, I'm not building a sukkah. So where's the Shechiyonu on the Asiyas HaSukkah? When I build a sukkah, I'm making Shechiyonu on the Asiyas HaSukkah, I'm not doing the Asiyas HaSukkah. You see that that's not the shot. If the Rosh understood that the Shechiyonu on the Asiyas HaSukkah is not a Shechiyonu on the Inyan of Asiyas HaSukkah. It's a Shechiyonu that I make on the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, that I could already make b'shas asiyas sukkah in anticipation of the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. But the bracha is not on the maisa asiyah, the chashivas of the asiyah or the simchas asiyah. The bracha is on the Yeshiva Sukkah. We anyway make it only b'shas Yeshiva, but I can make the bracha on the Yeshiva Sukkah when I'm already preparing the sukkah for the Yeshiva Sukkah. So then I can make the bracha. Once it's a bracha on the Yeshiva Sukkah, I'm just making it b'shas asiyah in anticipation. The Rosh says, "Mela, I could do it when I build the sukkah in anticipation, or even when I'm sitting in the sukkah, Yom Tovishin, Misofik, thinking about mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. That's also enough anticipation, involvement with mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah that I can already make the bracha of Leishan B'Hasukkah. Because that's also enough. It attaches itself to the Shechiyonu. I don't have to make it the Shechiyonu on the Yeshiva Sukkah. I can make already before the actual Yeshiva Sukkah, as long as I'm doing some kind of hachono or some kind of involvement with the mitzvah sukkah, I can only make a bracha on the yeshiva sukkah. So once it's a bracha on the yeshiva sukkah, so it's for yircha gloimar, that it's enough that I'm doing, that I'm preparing the makam dir of the sukkah. It has to be dafka l'shach. If it was some kind of bracha on the mitzvah yeshiva, on the mitzvah of asiyas sukkah, like a special thing of asiyas sukkah, so the main sukkah is l'shach, not the mechitzus. So maybe I can only make a bracha on the l'shach. What does it help from the mechadish b'dover and the mechitzus? But yes, you see from the Rosh, it's not a bracha on making the sukkah. It's a bracha on yeshiva sukkah. But I can make it erev yom tov. I go whatever b'shas asiyas sukkah. I'm preparing already for the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. So I can make a bracha for the mitzvah yeshiva to come. So if it's a bracha on the mitzvah yeshiva, so that mitzvah the mitzvah yeshiva, the schach and the tfanis are the same thing. So I mitzvah beside the my mitzvah, the mitzvah is in ischach and in tfanis. But that, so that's the ritva. For the Bircha Shechiyonu, you don't have to do the Chiddush Dover does not have to be in the Schach. The Chiddush Dover could be in the Tfanis, because it's not a bracha on the Asiyas HaSukkah. It would be a bracha on the Asiyas HaSukkah, because Asiyas HaSukkah is an Inyan in its own right. So who says it's enough to do in the Tfanis? The Ikar HaSukkah is the Schach, not the Tfanis. But if it's a bracha basically on the Yeshiva Sukkah, the Mitzvah Sukkah, meaning Mitzvah's Yeshiva Sukkah, because I'm doing it in anticipation. So then, about it, there's no difference. Mitzvah mitzvah sukkah, what's the difference between sukkah and tfanis? It's all part of what I need for the mitzvah sukkah. That's why the ritzvah assume that the chiddush dover doesn't have to be in the sukkah, the chiddush dover could be in the tfanis as well. Now, it could be that the Yerushalmi is different. We don't have to equate the din of daf mevav with the din of the Yerushalmi. Maybe the din of the Yerushalmi is hak only in the sukkah. Maybe there is some kind of halacha that I have to pull in the sukkah that has to be l'shem chag. Even though we don't all like Yerushalmi, we all like Yerushalmi, it's enough l'shem tzel. But maybe a little bit I have to add to the L'shem Tzel some kind of element of L'shem Chag. Maybe, and then the Mishabur would not be right. If the Mishabur extrapolates from that mitzvah, that for the Yishami also it's enough to do in the Tfanis. Maybe the Yishami is a different idea. The Yishami is saying that I have to, the L'shem Tzel of the Sukkah is not enough. The L'shem Tzel, the Mitzvah and the Mukkar, has to also have a tincture of L'shem Chag. Some Chiddush Dover L'shem Chag. It's hard to understand, but everything here is hard to understand. But I'm saying maybe not. Maybe the Yishami is not telling me halach in the schach. For the schach, it's not L'shem Tzel. Not halach in the chetz of the sukkah. It's halach in the mokum dir of the sukkah. That the mokum dir of the sukkah has to be designated in advance L'shem dir of sukkah. And it's not so far fetched to see the Baha'i certainly understood that way. The Baha'i holds it's enough even to bring in tables and chairs. So even if we don't all like the Baha'i, No, that's not enough. You have to do a chiddush. That's too extraneous. But we can still say the idea of the Vahag, that the chiddush dover is the hachon in the mokum dir of the sukkah, not in the chet of the sukkah. And they, even in tables and chairs, we have to go so far as the Vahag to allow it in tables and chairs, but at least we'll say like the ritva, and that mevav, and the Mishnah Berurah says the Yishami is the same, that it applies to Yishami as well, that the chiddush dover could be in the tefanis, it does not have to be in the schach. Kitzah Adov, a clap of the Yishami. You know, it comes out like this, that we have a Hakira Pshat in the Yishami. Not that we understand where any of it is coming from. So I don't know where it comes from. But what does it say in the Yishami? This Chiddush Dov of the Yishami. Is it a halacha? Is it a kind of mini Beishamai? Yishami is saying the whole Tzach has to be L'Shem Chag. We say, no, it's not L'Shem Tzel. But at least the Mitzvah and Amukra, you have to put a little bit of Beishamai in there. You have to have a little bit of L'Shem Chag in together with the L'Shem Tzel. Again, I don't know why, but is that where that basically like the so chatzai dover, but somehow that's what Yishami is saying. If that's the case in the stabber, it's only in the schach and not in the tefanis, right? Stabber, it's only in the schach and not in the tefanis. Or is it a halacha in the mokum dir of the sukkah? But the Yishami is saying about it, the schach itself could be l'shem sel. That's l'shem sukkah, even if it's just l'shem sel. Yishami is saying, but nonetheless, the mokum dir of the sukkah have to prepare the mokum dir of the sukkah l'shem sukkahs. The Bahag for sure understood that way, because the Bahag holds it's enough to bring in tables and share l'shem sukkahs. That's not a separate dover in l'shem in the schach, in the chetz of the sukkah. That's a hachon in the mokum dir of the sukkah. And even though we don't hold from the iter, the rosh brings the iter, it's chalak on the Bahag, because he says this thing. You see from the word nachmen vav ve'en yochel l'chadish b'dover. That much you could always do. But maybe we're only chalak in the Bahag. Maybe we agree with the basic premise of the Bahag, that the hachon over here is in the mokum dir, not in the chetz of the sukkah. We just hold that that the hachon has to be in the sukkah itself, the mokum dir that's in the structure of the sukkah itself. It's not enough to do with tables and the chairs, but it's still a hachon mitzad the mokum dir of the sukkah, not mitzad the shem, not mitzad the shem of sukkah, and mele, like the Mishnah Berurah says, will be enough to do in the tanis. That's maybe the pshat in the Rishon Daf Mevav. That the Yochel Lechadish B'Dover Shechiyonu, sure it makes sense to say that it's enough to be Mechadish B'Dover in the Mokum Dir of the Sukkah. It doesn't have to be Daf in the Sukkah. And that's the Rishon Daf Mevav. That's enough to do it in the Tefanis. The Bahag himself may hold Taka, there's two different things. Maybe the Bahag himself holds, because we have the Iter Yes on the Bahag. The Bahag says enough tables and chairs. How did the Bahag read the Gemara Daf Mevav? The Bahag himself maybe tackles that it's choluk, that for the Yishalmi it's enough to do achon in the mokum dira. But maybe for Shechiyonu the Bahag holds it's tackle not enough to be making the mokum dira. Maybe there you hold you have to actually be mechadish b'dover in the chetz of the sukkah. And you want to deal with the Rosh about Shechiyonu, about the legor mishas asiyah. Maybe the Bahag will hold that the Shechiyonu is actually in the mitzvah of asiyah sasukkah, not in the achon for the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Maybe you'll have to learn that the Shechiyonu is an Asiyah Sasukkah. So for a Shechiyonu and Asiyah Sasukkah, you have to be Mechadish B'Dover in the Sukkah itself. That could help to bring in tables and chairs. That could be. It'd be interesting to follow that through if there's any Gilui Milsa in there. Okay, so it's not that a lot of. We're lacking in. Chaznish writes somewhere in a letter, Oyev Ani Es HaAchrois. I like coming to clear conclusions. That's just to have a possibility. So we don't have here HaKroiz, but at least we're starting to flesh things out.